The Wars of the Roses. There was civil war in England from 1455 to 1485. This was because of an argument between the families of York and Lancaster. Each noble family at this time had a picture of an object which they used as a special symbol of their family. The Lancastrians had a red rose, and the Yorkists had a white rose. This gave the name to the Wars of the Roses. Both the Yorkists and the Lancastrians were descendants of King Edward III, 1327 to 77, and both wanted to be King of England. In 1455, the King of England was Henry VI, a member of the Lancaster family. But the leader of the York family, John, Duke of York, also wanted to be king. The first battle was in 1455 at St. Albans, just north of London. The Yorkists won, but Henry VI was still king. 3 years passed before the next battle, but between 1459 and 1461, there were 8 more battles. The Yorkists won 5 of these, and finally, in 1461, there was a Yorkist king for the first time, Edward IV, 1461 to 70, 1471 to 83. After Edward IV's death in 1483, the heir to the throne was the eldest son, Edward V, but he was still a child at this time. Edward IV's brother, the Duke of Gloucester, was the guardian of both the boy and his younger brother. The Duke also wanted to be king, so he decided to put the boys in prison in the Tower of London. People believed that they were killed soon after their arrival, and the Duke became King Richard III. There were 17 battles during the 30 years of war. These happened all over England, in the north, south, east and west. On the 22nd of August, 1485, Henry Tudor, a descendant of the House of Lancaster, won the final battle. Richard III, the last York king, was killed. Henry Tudor then became King Henry VII. A year later, he married Elizabeth of York, and the Lancaster and York families were joined together. To show this, the White Rose of York and the Red Rose of Lancaster became one red and white rose. This was called the Tudor Rose, as was the symbol of the Tudors, a new line of English kings and queens.